Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
I'm excited because the first time he was out with us, I wasn't here. I actually think I was out sick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
But everybody in here has been raving about it. Dr. Yes. Oz back on The Burt Show. Hey, Dr. Oz.
Good morning, Burt. Good to finally meet you.
Burt's in the back of the room laid up with a bum knee.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things to run by you today, man. Since the last time we talked to you, I ripped my ACL and my meniscus. Jen Hobby here has had a cold for the last 10 days that she can't shake also. So you're talking about a morning show that's operating at about 78% right
now. No kidding.
And what's your copay like?
Yeah, this is a good day to be talking to you because of the healthcare reform that passed last night.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Have you commented publicly on whether you're a fan of this or would like to see it done differently?
Well, I'm not going to get into the actual bill itself, and it's understandably controversial because it's got so many different aspects to it that could please or displease folks. But I got to say, I don't think any health care bill is going to work long term unless we're able to change the health of America. Because, you know, we're fighting about a health care bill, but it's the care of health that we've so lost sight of, I think. And obesity being a good example, if we're unable to affect something that changes maybe 15-20% of the health care bill, which like obesity does, none of these bills are going to be able to make us solvent because they'll all go bankrupt at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a much more profound challenge we have in America than how we're going to pay for the insurance. It's how to make it so that people aren't sick, so they don't need the insurance.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Hey, Dr. Oz, we're going to get right to the questions because these are great.
Okay.
The first one, they didn't put their name up. Either they're trying to remain anonymous or it was just forgotten about, but they think they become alcohol intolerant.
Hello.
Hey, are you there?
They become alcohol intolerant.
And that's a problem or not a problem?
Alcohol
tolerance, as you know, happens because your liver starts to metabolize the alcohol more effectively. So you can drink more than you could before. There are some genders that have more difficulty than others. But women often, because they lack an enzyme in their stomach, are unable to drink as much as men can because more of the alcohol gets into their bloodstream. And people who are from Asia lack an enzyme to clear the alcohol in their liver, so they actually have double indemnity. That's why Asian women really have a lot of problem with alcohol. But people who become alcohol intolerant usually having allergies to alcohol. I suspect that's what they're asking about. And that's because we have a lot of tannins, a lot of sulfates and preservatives in alcohol. So just be careful. Pick the better stuff. The clear alcohols are generally better for you, like the vodkas and the gins. Mm-hmm. They give you less of a hangover.
Oh, that's okay. Good to know.
Do you have any follow-up questions to that?
Yeah, actually, I just finished like 3 months of gastro testing because, of course, this was sort of like, was it acid reflux? Because the only problem I'm having is at night. I can drink during the day, but when I drink at night, I get very nauseous about 2 hours into my sleep. It wakes me up, and I get up, and I'm so, so nauseous that I don't want to drink. I mean, that's how bad it is. Most people can kind of, you know, deal with it, but it's so bad I can't.
Well, it's an interesting point you make because alcohol, people think it helps you sleep. It's the opposite. It messes up your sleep. And as we get older and our sleep patterns become more susceptible to change, many of us will have more difficulty mixing alcohol and sleep. So that nausea may not just be the pure alcohol. It may have been that you had the nausea even when you're younger, but you're able to sleep through it. Something's obviously not agreeing with you. But I would be cautious about what alcohol is causing the problem. You do that little experiment on yourself and try using the clear alcohols. They may help you with a little bit of the allergies that occur.
I don't have a diploma on the wall or anything, and I would just say drink in the afternoon then.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Don't drink.
That's the obvious.
Well, since that's not an option, Jen.
Hey, Dr. Oz, we've all had a great time passing around the same sinus flu-y cold thing here in the studio, and we think it's finally wrapping itself up. But many of us have fell in love during the process with the neti pot.
Yes.
Is there a danger? Because the recommendation on the box is, you know, to do it every day or every week. But the recommendation on a shampoo bottle is to shampoo your hair twice. Is it healthy to neti pot when you are healthy?
Yes. The neti pot's one of the godsends, I think, that we have forgotten about. It's just the way we brush our teeth and helps our dental hygiene. We should be taking care of our noses and our sinuses the exact same way. And you can wash your sinuses and noses out twice a day without difficulty, even when you're healthy. For most people, that's sort of a hassle, so they don't do it. But I could see doing it when I'm healthy, the neti pot a couple times a week. It gives you sort of a high anyway. But if you're fearful of getting allergies or sinus infections, for sure, prophylactically, you ought to be using it every day, at least till the rest of the office clears the illness. So anyone who's in the office now who's not sick yet, start using your neti pot.
Yeah, because I have used the neti pot before these guys did, and it does curb the allergies. But yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize you use the neti pot when you're healthy, not you don't wait until you get a sinus infection to use it.
Oh, but when you do, it clears it out.
Oh, yeah.
And if you haven't seen the commercials, the neti pot is basically pouring like a saline water into your sinuses and letting it drain out. And man, is it a good feeling when it works.
And it works well. Folks, I need to run to Houston. They're calling me.
Oh, that's quick.
But I miss you, and I'd love to come back and visit with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely have to get you rescheduled because you're a hit, man. Everybody, phones are lit up. Everybody wants to talk to you.
Well, you're very kind. You know, the DrOz.com site's based in Atlanta, so I come down there quite frequently. I'll come in person.
Okay,
oh,
perfect.
Definitely.
That'd be great.
We'll see you here in studio.
All right, guys. Take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, DrOz. Have a great day.
Stay well.
It's 8:34 on The Bird Show.
That was too quick.
I know. We could talk to him for an hour. I didn't even get to Wendy, who's, Melissa was joking, like Dr. Oz being a real surgeon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get to Wendy, who's Dr. Oz performed surgery on her mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen, it's The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.